Well, good evening and welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we have a wonderful show for you tonight where we cover the worst of the worst news on the planet and the best, the absolute best of the best news on the planet. I want to thank Creator for giving us this opportunity, Don Newsom, BBSRadio.com, for giving us this opportunity, and all of you who are listening for giving us the sponsorship through HealthyWorldStore.com and HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. And we can't forget 528 Records, which is involved in revolutionizing the entire music industry and the entire spiritual renaissance on this planet, is evolving, exponentially accelerating, because we're playing the music of love in 528 Hertz. So welcome. Sherry, hi.
Hi, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm feeling blessed. I think we're making some progress, not only on the musical front, but also on this whole human and psychosocial spiritual front. I think the topic for tonight's discussion, and we'd like to invite the people to join us if they'd like to join in. They can call the toll-free number.
The topic for tonight is going to be about self-loathing and how it affects your life. Is that what you were going
to say? You know, self-loathing and how it relates to how you can't have trusting relationships. You can't really have any good relationships without faith and trust. Miracles are produced by faith and trust. As Jesus said, it's what heals you. And so if you don't have faith and trust and you don't trust yourself to discern who's out there and who's supportive and who's not supportive, well, gee whiz, then you're missing something within yourself. And like you say, one of the most fundamental challenges to discernment is this lacking self-esteem or self-loathing.
Self-loathing. Yeah, it's a really important issue because we all have it in us to be self-loathing. And usually it comes from, and mostly 9 times out of 10, it comes from our childhood. It comes from people in our childhood, whether it be a parent, a guardian, a sibling, a friend, or just a classmate who tells you things that make you feel very bad about yourself.
Look at the media, too. Look at all the models. If you're not a 10, you're out.
Exactly. Well, that's definitely part of what adds to how you're growing up and how you're affected by everybody around you, and then listening to the television and having them basically verify that what those people said about you was really true. So you have, you know, there's the proof on the TV sets. So you have these people attacking you as a child, and they're telling you you're not good enough. Maybe you had a parent that said you weren't good enough, that you'll never amount to anything. This lives with you.
It stays within you.
Or you had a sister, for instance, that had a certain color eyes and that attacked you, or a brother that had a certain color eyes or a color hair that attacked you when you were a child, and that gives you a stigma against yourself for life. Exactly, and against people that have that hair color, that eye color.
Right.
Even if you yourself have it. And so it's just comes out of something. It's learning how to realize that everybody's an individual out there, and that the problems that they actually put on you, the ones that they are, you know, basically reflecting on you, is really themselves, their own issues that they're putting on you. And so once you realize it, it's just really, they're just trying to put, it's a mirror of themselves, and they're blaming you for things that you didn't do. They're calling you names that really, it's not anything attached to you. And that's how we have to figure out a way to not take it personal. I think that's the key of dealing with it and not taking their crap personally.
I think that that's a brilliant and very wise suggestion, and I think it's very real. Like, we get attached to all sorts of garbage. We get attached to having anxiety, anger, sadness come up because of the things that people do. In other words, there's attachments there, and the fundamental understanding now that we're sharing with you folks is that the attachments to anything less than you being a totally self-fulfilled, self-conscious, self-expanding spiritual being who's capable, worthy of great things, of manifesting prosperity in all ways, of being capable, worthy of giving love and receiving love to the depths of your heart, which is very deep. It's connected ultimately to the Creator's heart. So this concept of what limits that, and then what causes, because of the limitation, that you don't have trust in yourself because of all of the things you've attached to that's not you. It's what people said about you. It's what the media projected that you identify or disidentify with, and that challenges your own self-concept, your own self-esteem, bringing this self-loathing, and that then the attachments then that you carry subconsciously into your relationships is what then causes this ongoing pattern of self-destruction, of sadness, disappointment, disappointment not just in people, but disappointment within yourself. And so this is, I think, an extremely important topic, very relevant today. Guaranteed that most of you listeners out there on the Inside Hour are getting this information, and things are happening right now in your lives that bring on this question: is who can you trust, and how do you know? How do you know you can trust them? What's the level of discernment that you're bringing instead of the level of neuroticism and self-loathing that's being played out in you not having your own life work out?
Exactly. And, you know, even part of self-loathing also, there's other traits that people have that have this self-loathing aspect that's really strong. People that steal, people that lie, people that depend on the government for their
subsidiary.
Yeah. There's a sense of entitlement of why, you know, basically, why do you have it? Why don't I? There's no reason or logic or concept that you're really working hard for everything that you do have or that you've acquired in your lifetime. But it's like, why shouldn't I have it? Everyone should have it. I can just take it anytime I want, and there'll be no repercussions.
And you meanwhile, you're violating the Ten Commandments right off the bat. First of all, you're jealous of what other people have, or there are those folks who are jealous. Then they say, well, I'm entitled to steal it. And so you violated two of the Ten Commandments right there. And then fundamentally, you're not in sync with loving God and loving your brothers and sisters as yourself. Because, you know, the great I am that I am, well, who is that? It's the I am that I am is inside of you. You're made of 80% water. Water is part of the triune God. In the beginning, there was the creator and the water. 80% of your body is God or goddess. So the reality is that you and I think differently than what's so. We think that we know. But we're dumbed down, mind-controlled, enslaved to a culture that teaches us self-loathing, that literally so often abuses children, not just physically. Of course, Sherry, you're an expert in that field, exposing those who are conducting pedophile networks and child sacrificing, total satanic networks. But the beyond that, which I pray that rarely do we experience, although we've had discussions on this show that this type of child abuse is far more prevalent than most of us would even like to think about. But the sad reality is that there's child abuse that's going on constantly, and we're not even aware of it, because when you share with your child and or demean your child, and I know, Sherry, you had experiences like that. I had somebody in my family that did that to me. We all grow up with people in our own families that degrade us. And that ultimately, that is child abuse. That's emotional, psychological, and social abuse. And it is as scarring, pretty much, because it's never attended to. And it stays there very subtly impacting your lives. So this is an extremely important issue. And I think your recommendation, Sherry, the prescription for healing is very appropriate, is you've got to detach. You've got to give it to the Creator. Give it to Jesus. Let him take it away, because it's not you. It's not part of the I am that I am. It's part of the I am not. And so, you know, it's fear and jealousy and insecurity about self. This is really fundamental if we're going to evolve into a civilization that is in collaboration with each other. People in collaboration instead of competition. The culture has created us, reared us, enslaved us, behaviorally engineered us to fear each other. It's part of the great divide. Divide the sheeple to conquer the flock. Bah! You divide the sheeple to bring them to the slaughterhouses. And that's what they're doing with us. And so this concept of detaching from the insanity and the hypocrisy and the lunacy of thinking that you're anything but this divine being who now has the opportunity to do what you were created to do, fulfill your destiny, expressing your greatest gifts, your blessings, your anointings, to contribute something meaningful besides yourself, because that's the fabric that binds society together. It's social service. You know, people die all the time. Elderly people die. When one spouse goes, the other one goes very quickly thereafter most of the time, because they simply don't have that love and belonging, that sharing and caring and contributing in their lives that really is what gives us the spiritual blessing to sustain us. It is that love, that service, and that is really impacted heavily when you're not aware of how beautiful and capable and loving and worthy of giving love and receiving love because of this issue of self-loathing.
Yeah, it's something that will affect your life. And, you know, if you have children, you have to realize that if you say things like that, it will affect their lives as well. If you say things that can give them mental challenges throughout their life and cause these
neuroticisms.
Exactly. I mean, it'll affect every aspect of their life. Every aspect. And, you know, I've witnessed that in my life growing up and never feeling like I was good enough that I could accomplish, you know, I could reach for the stars. And any of us can. We're all capable of doing that. But when we're told as a child that we're not capable of that, we tend to believe it if it's said to us long enough. Many times, I mean, I believe that was Hitler's propagandist who said, if you tell a lie long enough, people will believe it.
Eventually, we believe this truth, and the greater the lie, the more people will believe it.
Exactly, and so you have to look at it as, this is a lie. I'm capable of anything. I can do anything. And once you get rid of the feelings of you're not adequate and you're not able to do these things, your life will change.
You know, coming from now this revolution in the music industry with 528, and folks, if you haven't tuned into 528 yet consciously, I know you've been tuned into it subconsciously, because when you laugh, ha, 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 or you yawn, ha, or when you sigh and you get into a hot bath, ha, that's the frequency of 528, and it's the same frequency that the sun is making, sending electrons, photons, and phonons, light and sound signals, to the botanical world, which picks it up in this greenish-yellow molecule that's got the sacred geometry of 528, and then takes that energy of the electrons that vibrating in love of 528, and then transforms carbon dioxide into oxygen that we breathe with that frequency. That resonance energy and the electron is carried then in the oxygen that we breathe, called the ha, the prana, or in Hawaii here, it's the aloha, the breath of life. And that is love. It's pure tone love of 528. You can go to love528.com to join the 528 Love Revolution, bringing your awareness to what's happening globally now. Here's the news. I think I mentioned it last week on the Inside Hour. We had, in the music world, the number one periodical in the United States is called Billboard. And both Billboard as well as VH1 blog carried a feature article on a recording artist named Amory, who is finishing up an album completely in 528 hertz frequency that's entitled Cymatica, Volume 1. It's coming out within the next couple months, and it's totally in 528, and it's been heralded in now the Billboard magazine, as well as discussed in VH1, that it has reparative frequency capability on DNA. So genetically, it can reshift your DNA to restore it, to heal it, to put it back into the sacred geometry of divinity that it was designed to be based on the frequency of 528. So again, this is the book of 528. Good news. Again, I understand that the books are at the printer. They're basically right now having the hardcover put on them, and they'll be shipped within the next week. And so that those of you who have been waiting for the hard copy of the book of 528, then you'll be happy, because we'll have that on the store, on healthyworldstore.com. And I think we'll probably see it in the affiliate program as well.
Yep.
So that's also, if you want to read the ebook, you can go to the ebook section of Healthy World Store, and you can order the ebook for less than $10 and read it on your iPad. And it's a PDF file. You can read it on your computer. And it's a fantastic revelation, because it's going to change your life for the hugely better. I mean, just like amazing shift when you read the book of 528, because what you'll see is that you are in sync with nature. You are literally vibing to the same music that the botanical world is, that the entire universe is, and that without that frequency of 528, you'd have no love in your heart. Life would be dead. Your lives would be virtually over. So this is a great revelation. To live life at every moment in love is what Yeshua, what Jesus preached and demonstrated, modeled as the Son of the Creator. Now that's what we all aspire to, isn't it? Now, I guess some of us do, I know.
Yeah, I think I definitely do. I think, you know, like lately, it's just like a lot, there's a lot of things going on with, you know, people coming through and trying to really stop, I think, the flow of things. And it's interesting, because I was talking about, you know, there's certain people that come into our life and they want to work with us. And, you know, they'll approach me first, and I'll open up a door with them. And, you know, I'll say, you know, let me know any way I can help you. And then there'll be a time where, you know, I'll bring you in and I'll copy you on it. And that will give them carte blanche to just kind of leave me out of the loop and just focus on you. And then try to come to you and say, oh, I don't think your company's running right, or I don't think that your partner is the right person for you. And I'm wondering why these people have like the audacity to do that. I just had another email that came through, and it's interesting to me that these people, that they approach us and they want to be part of what we're doing. And then they come and they say, they'll come to me sometimes separately, and they'll say negative things about you. They'll come to you separately. They'll say negative things about me. And it's like, why do they do that kind of stuff?
Well, it's to divide and conquer, you know, number one. And number two, it's the lacking self-esteem. It's the self-loathing issue, that if you don't feel good within yourself, then you project that out onto others. And, you know, you see those things, you attract those things into your life, because it's all magnetic, the whole consciousness field. Think about it. Thoughts are generated by the same thing that the sunlight serves upon the botanical world. The grass is green because it's greenish yellow. It's vibrating at the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. That's the heart of the rainbow. It's the heart of the universe. And if you're not in sync with that, then you're in dissonance, and that the neurology likewise. If you want to have miraculous healing, tune into 528. And like the right frequency generators, we have the Miracle 6 and healthyworldstore.com, and it's settable, programmable, and we always put program into it right away, 528. Because again, that's the most powerful frequency for bringing you back to what nature and sustainability is all about. It's the musical mathematics of creation, and it's the miracle tone. Of course, it's also the healing tone, because you've got the miracle, do, re, mi, miragistorum in Latin. It's the third note of the original musical scale was mi. That stands for miracles in English. And then also
is love, is the universal healer. So you've got miraculous healing, which is what Yeshua's ministry was all about. You know, it was a sect of Judaism that Jesus was basically exposing as hypocritical and missing the opportunity to vibrate and illustrate the divine connection, the atonement, the divine communion. And I love that word. 528 is atonement. Think about that word. Atonement means divine human communion, but it also means atonement. It also means at one meant. So to bring yourself at one with the Creator, it's a musical phenomenon. You've got to tune into, just like this clear channel broadcast, when you go to a certain website, bbsradio.com, and you link into the Insight Hour, that's a specific frequency picking up now, a certain channel. Likewise, when you're listening to radio, this is a 528 channel that you're listening to tonight, basically. And we're talking about, if you go off that clear channel broadcast, even 1/10 of a hertz on your radio, suddenly you get static instead of the clear channel broadcast of loving, joyful, uplifting, and entertaining information. So this is this concept of, what are we doing here? Who can we trust? What is life about? And fundamentally, when we start to ask those questions, that if you don't feel your life is working miraculously at this point, you've got to do some house cleaning. You've got to get rid of those negative beliefs and attitudes and behavioral patterns that is stupid, that is hypocritical, that is inconsistent with love, joy, harmony, prosperity in all ways. That is the opportunity. And the choice is being made in your life virtually every instant to every instant by you exclusively.
Very beautifully well put. I think that, you know, it's important. Like, even my thoughts, like when I get these thoughts about, you know, people that do try and come between us in our life, it's also that whole thing of, it's not about what's wrong with me. It's about them. It's about an issue they have within themselves. There's a lack of integrity. It's like, I wonder what they think. Do they think that you and I aren't going to see that? We're not going to, you know, be aware of it. We're not going to discuss it. We're not going to say, well, what's going on here? And I mean, that's the interesting part. It's also underestimating people.
Fundamentally, it's the illusion. It's what's called the Maya in the Eastern world. It's where it's the illusion of separation that gives people the concept that they could basically do what you're suggesting they're doing, and you're witnessing that they're doing, is that they're intervening. Even people who think that they're doing us good, they're intervening and they're projecting their own dissonance and their own division and insecurity. And, you know, the joy of it is that it represents an opportunity for yours truly as well as you. I mean, you look at these opportunities to the extent that we attached to them and have them affect our emotions one way or another is a choice. And frequently, most frequently, we're making that choice subconsciously. We're not aware that we've made a choice to allow a person to project their own insecurities or divide us or try to divide us. Or, you know, that's the same old, you know, you divide the sheeple. That's what the Illuminati is up to. And that's what the mainstream media is doing, dividing blacks from whites, Jew from Gentile, Christian from Muslim, gay from straight. It's all the same old, same old. And it's part of the illusion of separation, this division, and then projection. It gives you the field in which you project your own insecurities, this, again, self-loathing, this lacking self-esteem onto others. Because if you're not okay, it's like that book, I'm Okay, You're Okay. You know, if you're not okay with yourself, then nobody else is going to be okay with you. And so I think it's wise what you've brought up, Sherry, is that we really need to take a look at what are we projecting, and in the process of serving others, are we projecting our own insecurities or our own agendas versus having a loving sense of camaraderie and collaboration whereby we're inviting, we're embracing all, not just one. And I see that. I do see that. You know, people look at me and, oh, that's Dr. Horowitz. He's a great celebrity. He's massively wealthy. He's, you know, just this and he's that. And, you know, it's all bunk, you know? You know, frankly, if you think about wealth, for example, and so I'll diverge for a minute here because a lot of people do. We're on the Big Island of Hawaii now, folks, and we get a lot of visitors out here to what we call the Kingdom of Heaven because it's so magnificent. We have lava heated steam. We're breathing it. It's the most powerful purgative and restorative water on the planet. And we're harvesting it. We're drinking it. It's just, you know, to heck with what the county says and the government says we can or can't do with catchment water and our own vegetables and our own gardens. You know, they're trying to steal everything, but you know, we're living our own lives. And a lot of people come here thinking that I am a certain way and that they can come and they can involve themselves one way or another. And then they, in the process, they then come in and invite it in, and then they project their own craziness, their insecurities. And like we're talking about the divisive spirit. And so the concept of wealth, you know, I am extremely wealthy right at this very moment. I don't have a lot of money, but frankly, neither does Rockefeller in the down economy. And if you understand money, what it's really about, it's part of the illusion. It's part of the deception. If you look at a dollar, look at your money. On one side, it's 528 colored. It's greenish yellow. On the other side, it's black. Never look at the dark side of money again, folks. Put it in your billfold. Put it in your pocketbook. On the green side, looking out, so when you open it, immediately that 528 hertz frequency of resonance of love and prosperity hits your eye. And this concept of currency, look at that word, current, sea, the sea of green, current, energy, the electrons flowing, the energy of the universe is flowing like a river, and it's a current that's moving from the sea of green, which is the universe, the whole space. And in fact, NASA recorded about a decade and a half ago that space is full of water, contrary to what we were taught as youngsters, that there is a vacuum in space. I think the scientists had a vacuum in their heads. You know, the reality is that space is full of water. We are water. We come from the water. We're still in the water. And this whole concept that energy is flowing, and that the money, you know, Think and Grow Rich was a great book. Napoleon Hill, that was a fantastic book, but you take it to the next level now with a book of 528, and you get this understanding that this, or overstanding, that this concept of flowing from this point called zero point energy, or the black hole in the universe, that is where 528 is resonating most strongly and powerfully. That is the miracle by which things in the spiritual realm that are not seen yet suddenly take on a physical manifestation and a hard physical reality. It takes form. So energy to physicality, or spirituality to physicality, happens at this place called the zero point energy, or the event horizon. From the black hole, suddenly you've got a universe that's constructed. Same thing with money. If you understand that it's a con job, and that part of what this self-loathing typically engages is this lacking, this view that there's
insufficient resources to sustain oneself. This concept of shortage instead of prosperity in all ways. That's the con. It's a complete deception. When you understand how the universe is actually working musically, mathematically, energetically to provide everything that one desires in a loving heart, heartfelt loving intention is what creates most powerfully on this planet, especially when combined with prayer and the spoken word, faithful prayer, articulated and even chanted through the voice, is the most powerful creative instruments in the universe. And it's designed based on our creator. Because if the creator created us in his image or her image and provided us the lips, the labiaratum, now these are do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. The la note of the original solfeggio deals with this topic of the creative instruments, the lips. Because if the creator created through the spoken word, that's how you and I create and co-create through our communication, our communion, our community. That's the commonality. It's done vocally. And so this is the great revelation also that the Book of 528 makes and brings us into this realm of being response-able. We can respond to shortage, able to alter the self-defeating and self-destructive mindset, the illusion, the negative thoughts, the negative patterns that we've bought into and attached to because we're not full of love, we're full of self-doubt. We're not into self-expression to the max and joy and celebration of service to humanity. We're involved in taking and stealing and feeling justified for doing it. That's insane, man. And so the reality is we have an opportunity as the cosmos literally shifts into this realm of spiritual renaissance with the exponential acceleration of this synchronicities divine where your life becomes constantly ongoing every minute a blessing. And anytime something happens that you think to yourself, well, man, I don't feel good about that happening. Guess again. Think again. It's a blessing. You've got to see it, how it serves you. And even in the subconscious realm, you know, for example, you get stuck at a traffic light. You don't know if that light was green and you went ahead, you might get into an accident. So you never know. And the concept of being arrogant, thinking that you know, and you don't know anything. Creator knows everything. So give your life up exactly what Yeshua, what Jesus prescribed. Give it up to God with faith and trust in the Creator. Love the Creator. Moses is number one. Ten Commandment. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, soul, and might. And then Yeshua added, love your brothers and sisters the same way. And tonight's program is all about doing that. The main impediment to doing that is you don't love yourself. You're into self-loathing.
Well put. Well put, Len. I mean, that's definitely part of it. And, you know, and that's another thing is how do you live your life each day in peace? If, you know, you are Dr. Leonard Horowitz and you have, you know, these people that surround you, they have these agendas. They come in, they actually try to befriend me first a lot of times. And I'm going to go
yeah,
back to
that. Yeah, you mentioned that, yeah.
They come to me, they have these agendas that they want to get to you, but they don't come like, they don't come to us
sneaky.
Like that. It's very sneaky and underhanded. And then once I give them, you know, an opening, they take the opening, they squeeze their whole worm body through the opening, and then they come to you and they make these propositions like that exclude me and them. And so, and even knowing that we are partners like in all the things that we're doing right now, we're partners, and you can tell
us. 528records.com, i528tunes,
and the stores,
you know, the healthyworldstore.com. Yeah, I mean, folks, we really greatly appreciate you checking these new things out. You have the opportunity, for example, to transpose your music into 528. And when you play music in 528, you're not just healing yourself because it's medicinal music. It's also shifting people's hearts It's opening people's hearts, because that music, that vibration is going out like a pebble in a pond. It's radiating outward, touching people's hearts. And what you're doing is literally playing then the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. We're talking about Revelation 3:6-8 and Isaiah 22:22. Old and New Testaments prophesied that a key to the house of David, or key of the house of David. Now we're talking Davidian. You're talking about the Star of David. That's the six-sided hexagonal Solomon seal. That is the sacred geometry of a snowflake, of organic chemistry, of a honeycomb that bees make. It is the sacred geometry of that hexagon that is so powerful and prevalent, and fundamentally its frequency is 528. Big time. Big, big time. We're talking about chlorophyll. You talk about hemoglobin that carries the oxygen. The Bible talks about that the life is in the blood. What is it that is bringing the life in the blood? It's not just the oxygen carried by hemoglobin. That the only difference between hemoglobin and chlorophyll is magnesium instead of iron. You've got one element shifted, but the sacred geometry of 528 hertz frequency is there in both. And so this life that's in the blood, this ha, this breath of oxygen, is carrying the spirit. It's carrying that electron energy that is vibrating in atonement, at one-ment to the Creator's heart in love. That's the most sustaining and uplifting frequency in history, universally. There's nothing more powerful than love. And so this is the concept. We have this opportunity to celebrate it and transpose music to it and output, broadcast it. Put it on every single show. Put it on BBS radio. Put it on every single talk show host. Call them up and say, hey, you know, your music is cool, but have you transposed it yet to 528? Because if you do, you're not just going to entertain your audiences, you're going to heal them. And you're going to be contributing to a spiritual renaissance that's most timely and urgent right now. We've got to do a lot. I know a lot of people are saying Barack Obama is done and upset about what's happening with the governments. But the reality is, what are you going to do about it? Contribute to it? Cast your vote? It's about, how about voting for God? How about voting for the Messiah? How about voting for what's written as testimony and prophecy in the Bible, saying it's appropriate to play love? Play the frequency of 528, the key to the house of David that resonates eternally and uplifts humanity into this literally divinity, this capability to recreate ourselves in the image of Creator, to recreate our planet, to be this Hawaii. Hawaii in Hebrew means Isle of Eve, paradise, in the middle of the water, this Pacific Ocean, this gem, incredibly magnificent. This is the place that we've been blessed to now come to and steward this property, because this is where we can make the greatest impact in spreading this aloha spirit. By the way, here's a revelation. I shared this the other day. I don't know if you caught it. If not, here's a review. We are in Hawaii. The kingdom of Hawaii is actually evolving. There's an election happening in November. If everything goes exactly as planned, they've been planning for a decade, according to international treaties, then on November 5th, there will be an election that will be viewed worldwide as the restoration of the kingdom of Hawaii, and in opposition to the occupation, illegal, of the United States federal government
over the Hawaiian Islands and over the Hawaiian natives. So this is something that's very important, but this concept of what is fundamental in the philosophy and the ideology of the restoration of the kingdom of Hawaii, Hawaii, is this concept of aloha being essential. Now, what is that word? The revelations that we've gotten with the book of 528 makes us aware that that word can be broken down as follows. The A-L-O-H-A. The A stands for Alpha. The Alpha. The O is the Omega. The beginning and the end, at the heart of it, is the Lamed, the L, for love, the heart of the Hebrew alphabet. That's letter number 11 of 22. So at the beginning and the end, there's love expressed by the Ha, the breath of life, just as we've been talking about. So that is the true understanding and expanded meaning of the word, the Hawaiian word aloha, derives from the Hebrew. And of course, the Hebrew was a sacred language, according to many scholars, along with Sanskrit, ancient Aramaic, and Babylonian. And you think about what happened in Babylon. What was the story that's relayed in the Bible about Babylon? The people were communicating in the Babylonian language, extremely empowered, creative, inspired to build temples and castles to the sky, to the heavens. But they lost that fundamental connection to Creator. They became arrogant, egocentric. They thought they were the gods. So the Creator stepped in and confused the tongues, change the languages, and it made the people no longer be able to communicate. So community broke down, and the divine human communion and inspiration that brought this creative potential and blessing suddenly stopped because it was no longer a sacred language. You got ancient Hebrew going into Greek, going into Latin, going into French, going into ultimately the most dumbing down language in the history of mankind is English. It's alphanumerically flipped off of Hebrew. It's 180 degrees reversed. So this is what we're now evolving. This revelation of the restoration requires us to go back and recapture the frequencies of sound. The ancient Torah was all math. It wasn't sung initially as letters so much. It was sung. It wasn't spoken. It was sung as numbers. So that's why in the book of Numbers, you have such powerful suggestions. And in fact, in the book of Numbers is where we started back in 1998 with Dr. Joseph Paleo's revelation that led to the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, whereby we showed you that the alphanumerics of the English language is flipped off of Hebrew. And then on top of that, you have the original musical scale and the frequencies buried, encoded in the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83 or 84. You've got a repeating series of verses that don't make too much sense as you read them. But what's hidden in that nonsensical section of the Bible is the most powerful revelation concerning who we are as musical mathematical creations. You are a digital, bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water, mostly in 528 love. Everything else off of that is basically harmonics. There's nine core creative frequencies we now know, the six original solfeggio frequencies, of which 528 is the miracle note, the third note of the original musical scale. But beyond all that, we have this understanding now that the manifestation of languages depends fundamentally on this math. And if we really want to do ourselves the best justice and literally shift our hearts open to the max, utilizing thereby the creator's intelligence instead of our egocentrism, you know, our egocentric orientation, cult indoctrination, education into ignorance. That's what schools teach you today, because they don't teach you this truth. They indoctrinate you. And so if you want to get beyond that, look at the numbers. The book of Numbers that Moses put together had profound instructions as to what to do, what not to do, what was living right, what was living wrong, how to live healthfully, happily, or be miserable and sickly. This is all in the numbers. And that's why we're celebrating the 528 Love Revolution. And that's why it's my humbling honor. I'm humbled by this honor that I call on the Illuminati to lay down their weapons of mass destruction and deception. Mass deception through mainstream media manipulation. They shall lay that down in honor of the 528 Love Revolution, because that's the time we're living in, and anything other than that is stupid to the max. So if you want to be intelligent and you want to move ahead and recreate our planet based on this Hawaii, Garden of Eden, Isle of Eve, get back to basics. Instead of the petrochemical pharmaceutical intoxication, we can have sustainability, permacultural ideology. We can live in harmony with the Aina, the land, in harmony with nature, instead of having this arrogance, this egocentrism, and this concept that we are entitled to kill and maim and destroy that which the Creator created.
And also steal, and also lie, and thieve. I mean, all of these things that we think we're entitled to, there's a whole trip of ego that goes on with mankind. And interestingly enough, we talked about this. I talked about this with another young man that was working with us on some projects. And we talked about how during the times, it seems that the closer we get to our feminine, all of us, men and women, the less we are apt to be prideful, because pride is a masculine trait in general. It's a masculine trait that comes from really from the Bible, in when talking about man, about how man is, how the patriarch rules.
Yeah, we've talked about that, and that's a fundamental division. It's like the first division, divide men from women. Yeah,
exactly.
Very, very, very important to get beyond that indoctrination so that we can live in peace and brother and sisterhood. Very important.
If you think about Mother Earth and where all the herbs and minerals come from, it seems to be a feminine thing as well, Mother Earth. If you talk about it as Mother Earth, why is it called Mother Earth? Because she nurtures you. She nurtures you like a mother. She gives you everything you need to thrive.
Frankly, I don't even understand why we have a patriarchal society. It seems so dumb to me that men should consider themselves more important than women who gave birth to them.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
It's bizarre. It's totally insane to me. I don't know. I don't quite get it, frankly.
It seems like there's some, you know, odd kind of switch, or it's flipped.
Everything is flipped in Babylon today. Anyway, we're getting close to the end. Sherry, why don't you share a little bit about what's happening with Healthy World Affiliates and some of our sponsors and some of the products that we've got. And we appreciate greatly, folks, your contributions, what keeps us on the air, what keeps us doing the research, what keeps us sharing the revelations that we're getting is your sponsorship through Healthy World Store, Healthy World Affiliates, and now through i528tunes and 528records.com.
Well, if you want to partner with us, we definitely recommend it. You get the products at a discount, and you can give people the link that we give you. It's a clone of a store. Go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. We have some amazing products. We're going to be adding more, and we're going to continue to bring you the best. We don't care about what the FDA is doing right now. We just want to help the people out there. So we want to bring you the best products to help you get off of the petro pharmaceutical cartels, just deadly big pharma's drugs. We want to help you get off of that. And any way we can help you just find natural healing in your life to get more in touch with the earth and more in touch with each other. I mean, we are all from the earth. So the more we are away from the synthetics, the closer we will be to the earth, the closer we can be to each other. And that's definitely what we're going to do. We're going to help you get natural. We're also go on the same, the same path as you, learning every day about new things that can heal you, growing them in your garden. There's so many herbs out there that you can grow in your own garden. And if you don't have a garden, we're going to help you. We're going to put great, great products, as we keep doing, into the healthyworldstore.com, as well as the affiliates, healthyworldaffiliates.com.
You know, there's also a new ordering system that we just instituted. If you dial this toll-free number, it's 888-508-4787. You'll get to a really outstanding voice ordering system. You can order yourselves now by simply putting in your order into a voice, like a normal messaging system, except it's not normal. It actually creates your words in text, and it sends your text order directly into our computer system and fulfillment operation. So instead of a person taking your order, and we'll still be there if you need us, but a lot of folks want to be served faster, and it's actually faster than what even a human being can do, because it saves a whole step of having a human being input your order into the system. Your voice actually is activated now, and your words are transferred into text, and it actually facilitates and helps us be able to fulfill what you're ordering faster. So you can call 888-508-4787. And also, what Sherry mentioned is that we're expanding the educational components. This beautiful voice system now has Sherry and I explaining most of the products. You actually have different options. There are 30 different extensions on this telephone system that, instead of you, let's say you press extension 15, instead of getting a person, you're going to get a recorded message from us educating you about a certain product or a genre of products, such as the pet and agriculture product section, the 528 love section, where 528 products are featured. There's the health products section that, of course, has OxySilver, which is outstanding. If you missed our newsletters, you've got to get to healthyworldnewsletter.com and check out the last couple newsletters that have been outstanding with regard to 528 revelations. And the concept of OxySilver carrying 528 makes it a holy water, because it vibrates in that miracle frequency of love, and it attunes you, and again, expressing your faith and trust of the Creator in prayer as you take OxySilver. It's meant for that. It's designed for that. And so what we're witnessing is so many people. We had a show a couple weeks ago with a brother who had that experience of miracles happening because of the 528 frequency and OxySilver. So you guys out there, if you're not an affiliate yet, join up. And just for the fun of it, you're welcome to use our new telephone ordering system if for any reason you're not able to get online.
And there's always a way to contact me. If you just send me an email, You can actually, you can give you my personal email. It's SHERRIKANE@gmail.com. If you're having an issue with any of the automated service, or you just want me to call you back at a number because you need to talk to me because it's easier for whatever circumstances happening with you. Anyway, yeah, so definitely contact me if you're having an issue. We are looking forward to partnering with you again. Go to healthyworldaffiliates.com, sign up if you haven't tried our new record system, 528records.com, where you can listen to music. You can upload music that you have in your personal library and have it transposed into the 528 frequency, sent back to you for free. Then it becomes part of our library. If you're wanting to get anything on the site that's not something you uploaded yourself, but you're interested in having certain music in 528, and you see it in our library, you can actually, by donation, you can acquire that as well. If you're a musician, you can get 60% royalties by becoming a part of our record company. All you need to do is sign up as an artist, and you can upload your music to the site. And anytime anybody goes to donate for your music, you'll get 60% of those royalties.
Yeah, and we can feature many of you, our artists out there, if you have a wonderful album, such as we'll probably be doing that with Amory's album, Cymatica, and because it's all in 528, we highly encourage you to record in 528. And another great news is that we have 528records.com. I'm sorry, 528radio.com as well. And that's 24/7. So you can actually go right now to 528radio.com. I believe I checked it out about a week ago. It was working. This is the first stage. It's going to ultimately evolve into 12 genres. So in other words, you'll go to 528radio.com, and let's say you like jazz. You'll click on the jazz channel within 528radio.com, and you'll get a ton of jazz music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all transposed into 528, folks. Isn't that a wonderful thing? So rock, soft rock, classical music, all different genres will be supported and featured in 528radio.com. So it's under construction still, but you can go there and you can already check it out, and you can already start to heal with the music of divinity.
So now I guess it's a few minutes after the hour. We want to thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you for being with us. Inside Hour comes to you via the internet on bbsradio.com. Thanks to Don and Doug Newsom and Engineer Seth. And we thank you folks for listening in. We are at midnight on the East Coast. We begin. It's Wednesday morning. We begin on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific and Hawaii time. We start at 6. Give us your prayers. Send your prayers also for the folks from the Kingdom of Hawaii. So, because this is important, sovereignty, freedom, and literally the elimination of the genocide from the Hawaiian Islands would be a most blessed event. So you can send your prayers out too for the stewardship of Hawaii and the restoration of the Kingdom of Hawaii. And also with Sherry and I participating, we're going to be participating as much as we can to support this literally historic transformation, the restoration. And your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thanks so much for also sharing our work. I know a lot of folks out there have been posting our articles, reposting them, and as well as sending out links to the YouTube clips that we put out. And so we greatly appreciate that kind of support as well. We love you, folks. Love God you. Bless you. Talk to you again next week.
God bless. Good night.